This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The big news in tech today is that we're all a lot less secure than we thought. Yeah, no, I know that could be the tech headline anytime, but hear me out. Belgian researchers have identified a vulnerability in the way most of us connect to Wi-Fi. And if and or when that vulnerability is exploited, credit cards, passwords, pretty much anything we type could be at risk. Marketplace's Jed Kim has that one.
When you, say, enter your credit card number online to buy something, that data is encrypted at many levels. One basic level is called WPA2 encryption. It hides the data we send and receive specifically over Wi-Fi.
It would be like close to 2.9 billion devices worldwide.
Dimitrios Pavlakis is an analyst with ABI Research. He says WPA2 can now be cracked. The security expert who discovered this even named the problem crack with a K. The good news is there's no sign that hackers have used it. No one's yet said,
"Release the Kraken!"
What, am I not going to play it? Getting cracked would require a savvy hacker to be close to a Wi-Fi router. Tiffany Rad is a cybersecurity expert with Anatrope. She says homes aren't likely targets, but companies?
I'm concerned when I read about this crack, about my healthcare data for banks where I do my banking.
It's yet another front for IT departments to fight. Fortunately, weapons are available, says Dallas Bischoff. He directs security services for the company PCM.
A number of the vendors out there that write the code that enable the protocol have already started to release patches.
He says responding to new threats doesn't necessarily mean huge unexpected costs. Many companies now factor sudden needs for cyber fixes into their budgets. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.